What's going on, everybody? I'm Mara.
And I'm Tez.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill. The weather is starting to get warmer. People are now outside. Make sure you stay safe this summer, because if we have to tell your story, it'll be such a bummer.
Our players this week are Janice Clark, our victim, Shakira Starks, Ashanae's mom and accomplice, and Ashanae Horton Starks, our murderess.
Ashanae Nakabri Caprice Horton Sparks was born to her mother, Shakira Janine Starks, on April 29th, 1999, in Roseville, Michigan. Two hyphenations and a name feels excessive. The baby don't have to be named after everybody.
Or do they?
They do not. They do not have to be named after everybody.
You know what it reminds me of? Did what? You ever used to watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Sure.
And Esteban, every time you say, my name is Esteban, you just go on with the list of names.
That's what it's I do me. Know that, yes.
She's like, okay.
That does not mean that I agree with Ashanae's name. And he didn't have all those hyphenations. Those were just the names. She was born in Michigan, like I said. When she went to college, she went to Macomb Community College, where she studied sports management. At the time of the story, she was working as a caregiver at Sunrise Senior Living in Harperwood, Michigan. She was the type of person that was always looking good, hair, makeup done, and she aspired to be a cosmetologist. Actually, she was one of those girls that made wigs. On Facebook, she called herself the wig diva, and people came to her. She was starting to have clients. Of course, you gotta hustle while you're working at the same time, and that's what she was doing. Now, her mother's name is Shakira Janine Starks, and her mom was born on February 16th, 1978. When we tried to look her up in the employment history that we could find, on her LinkedIn profile, it said that she is self-employed at Shakira is jack of all trades. I'm going to put that on my LinkedIn profile.
Yeah, people read jack of all trades, and the real ones here, master of none.
There we go. Come on. You better read my mind, friend. You better read my mind. Now, from the research that I was able to dig up, I think that she had a total of 5 children, and their names are Eric Starks, DeAndre Starks, Charles Starks, and Sabrina L. Starks Andrews. And Ashanae's mom had a bit of a criminal background. In 2007, she assaulted a police officer. She was sentenced to 4 years in prison. She had to do all 4 years in prison. She had also been on probation for reckless driving, obstruction of justice, and assault with a deadly weapon.
She ain't new to this. She true to this.
Okay. I'm just saying. Ashanae's mom went to prison when she was 9 to 13. Those are very pivotal years to not have your mom in your life. Just saying. Or in your life, but behind bars. But anyways, this story is not about Shakira. It's about her daughter, Ashanae. And on June 5th, 2001, Ashanae was invited to a pool party by one of her friends. At this pool party, everything was fine. Music's playing. People were having a good time. And there was this girl that she knew, but she really didn't know, that was there. And her name was Janice Phyllis Marie Clark.
Janice Phyllis Marie Clark was born December 30th of 1994 in Shiganaw, Michigan. She was born to parents Marshawn McNair and Eric George. She had 4 sisters, Sharona, Monica, Erica, and Dr. Anita. They all had different last names. Some are married, some were from a different set of parents, but that's neither here nor there. She also had 8 brothers. There was Antonio DeQuavis, Elijah, Evan, Jeremy, and Jamar, and 2 brothers had passed already, Justin and Eric. She graduated from Oak Park School District in St. Louis, Missouri. Her friends and family gave her the nickname Mrs. J. They said she was a realist and she always spoke exactly what was on her mind. I'm a bit of the same way. If we could all be real for a second. She had two daughters, Camille McNair and Callie Robertson. Camille was born in 2010. Callie was born in 2015. Janice kept a job. She was a manager at a Subway. She went to the police academy for a little bit, but that didn't work out. She also worked as a general laborer in a warehouse and warehouses around Michigan. Anything to keep a check coming.
Always working.
She was an aspiring business owner and was learning to be an esthetician. She did waxes, she did hair, she did makeup. She loved to sing and go on trips with her daughters. And recently, her latest venture was getting into comedy and making skits on Instagram. On June 5th of 2021, Ashanae and Jonice found themselves at the same pool party. They did not know each other like that, but they both were invited by a mutual friend. It's summertime, drinks is flowing, music is a bumping, good times are had, okay? They very well could have been partying in some other ways. Why stop at alcohol? And I know for sure, I don't know what Ashanae was on, but I know for sure that Johnny's had a little coke and a little bit of something else, okay? They were here to party, okay? And party hard.
And you know that house sold weed.
Everything was in rotation.
It was a party. P-A-R-T-Y? Because I gotta.
At some point, Ashanae and Janice get into an argument. Not sure what about, but they are going at it back and forth. And shit's starting to escalate. This man, he starts telling Janice she need to leave, go get in a car. He's like, listen, get in the car, they have a gun. They get into her friend Danielle Royster's car, and they've got a bottle in the car with them, and they start to leave. Ashanae and her homegirls jump in her car to follow. They jump in her little silver Ford Fusion. She got her sister. She got her friend Destiny Thomas. She's got her friend Rashonda Barnes. And they're all chasing this girl down the highway. Now, at some point, Danielle, who's driving Janice, realizes that Janice forgot her phone at the party. So she's like, oh, shit, let me try and turn around and go back and get it. But as she starts to slow up, she's peeping that Ashanae and her girls are following them. She makes a stop, and Ashanae and all the other girls in the car get out and go to the windows and continue this argument. So it's at this point where Janice decides that she's going to pour a drink, and she throws it on Rashonda. That's when Danielle decides that it's her cue to leave, so she pulls off. They hop back in the car. Ashanae has been escalated to another level. She is chasing them down. I'm talking 80 and a 60 fucking ticket. She running red lights. She running stop signs. She is on they ass, right? She gonna catch up. Janice is still not getting the severity of this situation. She's drunk. She's having a good time. She's leaning out the car window with her bottle, pouring another drink. Like, her time cannot be stopped. Ashanae drives and pulls up a little further. Destiny's still like, girl, no, I don't think you should do this. She sees Ashanae pull out a gun. She's like, yo, stop. She says, I'm not about fighting bitches. I'm about shooting bitches. And lets off two bullets.
I know I'm acting like surprised, but y'all, I actually...
yeah.
I actually am.
She lets off two bullets. One goes through the windshield, landed, and then another one pops the bottle that Janice had hanging out the windshield. Now, one of those two bullets lands and hits Janice in her head, and she falls flat, and that's when Ashanae pulls and skirts off. Danielle drives to the nearest gas station, which is a 7-Eleven, and she calls 911, but by the time the police arrive and the EMS arrive, Janice has already died.
Ashanae is finishing her drive, and she pulls up to her mom's house. Now, she kind of lets everybody in her mom's house know what happened. It was her mom in there as well as her cousin, Martise. And she's like, Mom, I need to make sure that my car goes into this garage. Bitch has been seeing my car. And her mom is like, absolutely, put the car in the garage. We're going to be good. And then she turns to her cousin, Martise, and she's like, hey, yo, Martise, I need you to go back to the scene of the crime. I need you to go pick my shit up. When she says that, she's talking about go pick up the shell casings because, you know, they're going to be able to trace me back. Make sure you go pick my shit up. They make Martise go back to 12 Mile and Shana Road to get any shell cases that she could find laying around on the ground. Obviously, like Tazzy told you, when they got to the 7-Eleven, Janice was in the car and she was pronounced dead at the scene. And police were trying to interview as many people as they can. Everybody that attended the pool party, anybody that Janice had spoken to that day, her friends, her family, the complete run of the mill, because how could this have happened to this woman? So they're talking to people at the pool party, and they realize that Janice had been in an argument with some girl. They don't know who the girl was. People didn't really know her name, or they weren't giving up her name, whatever the case may be. And so police then decide that they need to figure out who this person was and identify who she was with. They started gathering information, and they started posting images offering a $3,000 cash reward for any information that would lead to the arrest of the person who fatally shot Janice. And they posted multiple pictures without names. And one of the pictures was, of course, Ashanae. The other picture was Ashanae's mom. And the third picture was her cousin, Martise. And they started posting the pictures all on social media. Now, this spooked Ashanae. So Ashanae was like, gotta get out of town. Gotta go, 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 gotta go. And she went to North Carolina, one of many places that she decided to roam around. While she was away in North Carolina, the police pulled up at Ashanae's mama's house, knocked on the door because they got a little break in the case. And when she opened the door, they said, "Ma'am, we have a search warrant for you." And she was like, "What's this about?" "Ma'am, you're under suspicion for tampering with evidence that is relating to a shooting." Ashanae's mama's house was searched. And in that house, baby, they found drugs. They found
more than they was looking for.
Listen, they found drugs. They found a weapon. So she was charged with possession of between 50 and 449 grams of a controlled substance and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Possession of less than 50 grams of cocaine and an attempted felony firearm. So they just racked up charges on that girl mama. And so Ashanae was out of the way. Police are still searching the house. And they go into the garage. And lo and behold, it's Ashanae's car. And they're like, "Oh, look, there's Ashanae's car." Somehow, they either found out from Ashanae's mother or another source, but probably from Ashanae's mother, the police found out that there was somebody else involved. Martise, the one that was pictured, yeah, she went back to the crime scene to go pick up some shell casings. So since she did that, go ahead and arrest her and charge her with tampering of evidence. And since we can't find Ashanae, y'all will do for now.
And I think that kind of puts Ashanae in a position like, you gon'... everybody paying for this crime but you. Your mama locked up. Your cousin locked up.
Yeah.
And they all really just pulled into your shit. What you gonna do, girl? Shakira is given $1 million bond. They don't want her to see no light. And Martise bonded out and was put on house arrest. Shakira is charged with tampering with evidence and attempted tampering with evidence. And she was facing trial for that the following March, on March 13th. And then she also had another trial that she was facing on February 7th to talk about the possession charges of less than 25 grams of controlled substance, 2 counts of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, possession of a weapon or ammunition by a felon.
Racking them up.
Racking them up. So she pleaded no contest and sat in the jail until her next hearing. I'm surprised that she still had a no contest of it, or maybe that's not the same as Nolo. But she completed no contest. And then, of course, the cousin got charged with the tampering of evidence and was released for house arrest. So when Ashanae hears this news of her cousin and her mom, she comes back to Michigan for a little bit. Did she turn herself in? No, she did not. She made some arrangements and headed on for North Dakota, where she stayed for a while. Don't know what's in North Dakota. Maybe she just heard that there was nobody out there and it was a good place to hide. I don't know.
That's when you gotta, like, call on a college friend, like, "Hey, girl, don't you live in New Mexico?
I'm just trying to start a new life.
Passing through. Let me pull up for a day or two."
A day or two. Warren police then get on a press conference and they give a detailed description of Ashanae to the public. They say, "Okay, listen, she is 5'7". She's ranging from 120 to 150 pounds. Janice's family is there and they are pleading to the public, "Y'all have got to say something if you know something." Her mom gets up and speaks. She says, "Janice had two daughters. Can y'all imagine? Look at yourself. Look at them little kids. And look at that loved one y'all hiding out. Justice will be served, and it should be served right away. We here today because we want justice the right way. We don't want nobody to take no more lives. She don't want to settle it in the street. She not going to do no eye for eye. She just want to put Ashanae behind bars. She also decided to give a direct message to Ashanae during the press conference. She said, "You took somebody's life. You, yourself, Miss Starks? I think you are a mother yourself. You're a cosmetologist. You had things going for yourself. It's just better to just turn yourself in, young lady." She goes on to say, "I moved here to Michigan for a lifestyle change." She was like, "Y'all have got to stop these senseless killings," which kind of speaks to, like, maybe she grew up in that and was really just looking for a better life to put her daughter and her family in, and then still getting subjected to the same things, right? Because as we see, Janice has already lost two brothers. I can assume that's what she's trying to escape, and to sit here and now lose a daughter, like, I know she is sick of it. You're not supposed to bury your kids, and so they have to have buried three of them.
Whew. That's a lot.
Her sister gets up and speaks. She says, "Janice was a mother, a sister, a daughter, a friend. If anybody could just step forward, just putting out their pleas to the public." A cash award was posted for anybody who had any information on where Ashanae was hiding out or any clues that could lead to her arrest. And they were also putting out there, like, "Please understand that Ashanae is a cosmetologist. It's very easy for her to change her looks." And low-key, if you look at, like, the two pictures, she does look a bit different. She put a little weave in her head and did her makeup real life. But she was, when you see people with them without makeup, and you'd be like, like, yes, I can tell you you're the same person, but also you look different.
Like, my face is my face. I feel like if I went into hiding, I'd be found.
She a little makeup, definitely. I feel like it feels like me when I put on makeup or whatever. And when certain people do my makeup, I'm like, I don't look like me anymore.
You say that, but you look more like you than you think.
I don't. It's more so me, my personality, me. I don't look like me and my personality, but I do think, like, certain features are changed. You can contour nose. You can subtle changes.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with some samples. Me and Paulin been fighting my whole life. Every time the season changed, that Paulin is ready for another round, and spring is making her way. This year, when the pollen starts turning all the cars yellow, I'm going to be ready. AstroPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray, and it starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. And AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny itchy nose, and the sneezing. If you're anything like me, don't walk. Run to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can get AstroPro and go today. You don't have to suffer. You can get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. A-S-T-E-P-R-O. Allergy.com. It's faster, bro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or you're managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. Squarespace is amazing. If you're not sure how to create your own website, they give easy, laid out ways that you can just add your information to. They also have amazing analytics, so you know exactly who is coming to your website and why. And if you're selling courses or if you're setting up meetings with clients, you can do that all on your Squarespace website. So go ahead to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/sisters to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/sistas. Now, I'm not sure what you've heard, but life does not happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck. Now, this can really come in handy because you never know who's going to drop merch randomly online, who's going to drop tickets to maybe a tour or something like that, and you don't want to miss your chance. So having the Earn In app makes sure that you have a little extra money in your pocket for when life happens. So download the Earn In app today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the app, type in Sisters Who Kill under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Sisters Who Kill under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust. Member FDIC.
Ashanae hid her ass for 7 months. This whole time, this family don't got no answers. Ain't nobody stepping up to where she
is. Your mama in jail.
Your mama in jail this whole time, girl. Don't make no sense. But 7 months later, on Janice's birthday, in fact, December 29th of 2021, Ashanae was arrested in Bismarck, North Dakota by the U.S. Marshals. She was charged as a fugitive from justice and was extradited to Michigan on January 12th of 2022, where she was held at the Warren Police Department. Now, they never said how they found her. They didn't say if it was an anonymous tip or if they just ran her tags or whatever the fuck, ran her license or something, but they got her.
Lock her up. She was given no bond, and she was initially charged with second-degree murder. Now, the prosecution pleaded for the judge to charge her with first-degree murder, but she said that there was really no calm-down period. We know that the difference between second-degree murder and first-degree is that premeditation. Did you have the time to calm down and think about the actions that you were doing? But that didn't exist. After a little while, the prosecutor pleaded to the judge again with a stronger case about why they believed that she should be charged with first-degree murder. And it had to do with the order of events. Her driving, somebody saying, no, don't do that, and you saying, be quiet, I have it. It's giving first-degree. It's giving you thought about it, and somebody even told you not to do it. So that's what she ended up being charged with. And then she had an offer that most would not be able to refuse. She was given the offer to plead no contest to second degree murder instead of first degree. And her lawyer was like, this is a prudent way to go. This is what you need to take. And I want to just insert this, that this is Ashanae's fourth attorney. I don't know if they all quit, but it seems like they are really over her. So she ends up putting in a plea of no contest, and then they start having like pre-trial. During pre-trial, people can tell their story. So the girl that was with her in the car, Destiny, she talks about how after Ashanae pulled off from shooting this girl, she said, quote, that's what you get for being so tough.
Like, girl, she didn't want no favors when this was said and done.
Later on, she actually tries to withdraw her no contest plea. That request was denied by the judge. And then that lawyer number four, he quit on her because I guess he was tired of her shit. The fact that you're able to get such a good deal, girl.
Girl.
They even gave her mama, Shakira, she also was able to plead no contest. And so she decided that she was going to do that. And after that, the minor charges were dismissed, like drug charges and everything like that. The stuff that they found at her house. Later, her mom says that honestly, she felt like the court was trying to railroad her, so she wanted to withdraw her plea, too. And they were like, no. And she said, okay, I want to request a new lawyer because I feel like I need all of the charges dropped, every single one of them. And they were like, no. It's time for her mom, Shakira, to get her sentencing. And when she stands before the judge, of course, that is when people are able to speak. And that really weighs in on your sentence. Now, Janice's mom was at the sentencing, and they actually did not let Janice's mom speak. And it was very interesting why they didn't do this. They did allow the prosecutor to say a few words on her behalf, and this is what she said. Quote, She would love to express her disgust of Shakira Starks, how she raised Ashanae, but that's a statement to be made at a later date on another matter, end quote. Which was very eloquent. Basically what they're saying is she is charged for hiding a car. She's not charged for murder. She's not charged for being a bad mom. And what Johnice's mom had to say had to do technically not with what she was being charged with. And I'm sure Johnice's mama wanted to fucking give it to her.
Oh, boy.
And that's probably why they're like, ma'am, we have to give her, it's going to affect her sentencing. We have to give her a fair sentencing. But I know I'd be ready to say some things they would have to tell me to sit the fuck down to. Mm-hmm. So I understand. And then when Shakira does get to address the court, because of course she does get that chance, she says that she doesn't think what her grown daughter and her grown daughter's grown friends did has to affect her. She thinks that their actions don't have anything to do with me. I put my daughter's car in my garage at her request. That's all I did. Nothing more, nothing less. And the judge agreed that she is here to be charged with concealing evidence. She's not here on trial for murder. So that is one of the reasons why the judge said that Johnice's mama couldn't speak. He also publicly acknowledged that it shouldn't affect her sentencing. And then the judge laid down their rule. 7.5 to 20 years in prison. She was not ready for that sentence. Mm-hmm. And it shook her.
Order in the court.
She was like, I gotta get home to my kids. I got a 9-year-old. I got an 11-year-old. I got a 68-year-old mother. I'm just trying to do whatever I gotta do to get home.
Yeah, and then it's like you're a 9-year-old and 11-year-old staying with your 68-year-old grandmother. Like, damn, she need caring for herself. She can't look after these kids. And they're young kids. It's not like they can drive themselves to school or make their food.
Yeah. Johnny's got young kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
After all of that went down, it was time for Ashanae to stand in front of the judge. And on September 23rd, 2023, with Judge Diane Drewinsky presiding over her case, Ashanae prepared to be sentenced.
Now, at the sentencing, Ashanae did give a brief apology to Johnice's family who was there. She said, I'd like to say to the family, I'm sorry it happened to them. Johnice's mama, Miss Marshawn, was not having it. She'd been waiting to speak anyways, and now is her chance. She got up there, she said, the apology Miss Starks just gave is unacceptable. Your apology is not accepted. She goes on to tell Johnice, your family is here supporting you now, but they'll soon fade away. Those phone calls will disappear. You will sit alone, and you'll see my daughter's face every day. You think they're gonna hold you down? You're about to be here for years. You were gonna become a memory. People are going to forget you. Like, can you imagine somebody speaking that over you?
That would...
Before you go...
Girl. That's...
Hurt.
I wouldn't want
to... I know. Johnice's sister, Cheyenne McNair, also spoke, and she said, quote, I wish you a life of hardship and unbearable pain, because that's what we've been experienced since the day you took my little sister. Johnice's daughter also wrote a statement. She didn't appear in court, but she did have a statement that was read, I think, by her aunt. And she said, quote, my mom always told me never say I hate someone. So I apologize to her because, Ashanae, I hate you for what you did. I could not sleep nor eat for months because you took my best friend away from me and my sister. Do you even have a real reason for why you did what you did? Or was it because you were just trying to show off like a little middle schooler? I hope you have blood on your hands forever. I hope this plays in your head every day. Now, that was very well written. I got to see how old sis is.
Yeah.
2010. 12?
I know some 12-year-olds that can write.
Yeah, but like...
With passion.
Imagine being 12 and being tasked with, do you write a letter to the girl who killed your mom? Like, what do you even say? And she put it together. She said it.
She did. She meant that John Brown thing.
Mm-hmm. Throughout this process, nobody, like, in addition to the family not really buying Ashanae's little weak-ass apology, the prosecution also thought it was insincere. They said, quote, I have never seen throughout this whole court process an ounce of decency. I've seen no personal responsibility. I've seen lies. I've seen deceit and shift of blame. I find her apology to be the shallowest I've ever seen in a courtroom.
Mm.
she put together a sentence. I was going to say two sentences. A sentence. I'd like to say to the family, I'm sorry it happened to them.
I'm sorry it happened to me?
No, to them.
Right.
Oh, you as a family. Yeah, this didn't... First of all, it didn't happen. You did it.
You did it.
And so it's not like you said, I'm sorry that I did this to you. I'm sorry that that happened. Like, their house didn't catch on fire. I'm sorry that that happened. This was not a natural disaster or something. You made a decision. Somebody tried to tell you to stop, and you said, shut up. I'm not about fighting bitches. I'm about shooting bitches.
How many bitches have you shot?
You drove off saying that's what she get for being so tough. You hid out for 7 months. You didn't turn yourself in. You got caught.
Because y'all was arguing at the pool party over still really don't really know what.
Don't really
matter. Bitches argue all the time. Is that your first argument?
You thought you was so funny and so cute in the moment. And look at you.
After everything was said and done, the judge came back with her ruling, and she was sentenced to 27 to 50 years in prison with an additional 2 years for the felony firearm possession and 1 year for tampering with evidence, which will run concurrently. As of right now, Ashanae is serving her sentence at the Huron Valley Women's Complex in Michigan, and I bet they hate her in there. Her earliest release date is January 11th, 2051. Her mom is being held at the same prison.
You think they talk? Or you think her mom be mean mugging her every time she walk past?
I bet they talk.
Because her mom low-key ain't really trying to take no blame for nothing either. There's no, I should have told my daughter to do the right thing. It's, she grown.
Both of them in there.
I'm going to do my time and I'm going to get out of here. Shit. She grown. Mm-hmm.
Her mom's earliest release date is March 25th, 2029. From what I could find, Martise was able to slide out of having to do any jail time for her role.
She was like, damn, I was just trying to make sure she ain't litter.
Funny. That is the story of Ashanae Horton Starks.
All this prepping for the live show, you know what Mara and I don't have? Time. We have been working the long shift. It's hard to find time for anything, let alone a good meal. That's why we've been so grateful for Green Chef. We save so much time because now we don't have to think about what we're going to cook. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, which means a wider menu. Now there are over 80 different meal options for you to choose from, or you can just put in your food preferences and it'll pick some tasty meals for you. Mara's been testing out this new gluten-free thing, and she loves how easily she can just filter to the specific meals that fit her new diet. Now me personally, I love that I don't have to go to the grocery store. I hate grocery shopping. With Green Chef, it's super convenient. They just deliver right to your door because I don't have what? Time. But overall, I think my favorite part is that the ingredients are actually healthy and they're actually fresh. You've got antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. They don't use any artificial colors or high fructose corn syrup. And it's all organic fruits and vegetables. So now I can really feel good about what I'm putting into my body. But as LeVar Burton says, don't take my word for it. Go to greenchef.com/60sisters and use code 60sisters to get 60% off. Plus you get 20% off for the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/60sistas and use the code 60sistas to get 60% off and 20% off of the next 2 months of the number one meal kit for eating well.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I ain't do it, but if I did, this is how I would have got away with it.
I ain't do it, but if I did... Don't do hot shit while you already hot. Her mama was already a felon. Her mama don't face how many charges. You got drugs that you are selling or holding for a nigga at your house. So you got a possession amount, an intent to sell amount at your crib. And you gonna hide evidence to a murder there?
That's a lot.
Now they searching your shit and you got caught up for a whole bunch of shit that they weren't even looking for. You just gave them bonus. Just, what? If she was so grown and it had nothing to do with you, you should have told her to figure it out.
Agreed. I ain't do it, but if I did, when them bitches rolled off, I would have even said, even when she was rolling off, I would look at her rolling off with her friends and be like, yeah, bitch, that's what you get for being so tough. Roll away. You didn't have to follow her. That's right, girl. Walk away.
It's the fact that you chasing her down in the street like this is Grand Theft Auto, girl.
Also, like, she really owed you some beef. Like,
they had to be out of their mind because, but the autopsy report came back that she had cocaine and other drugs in her system. She was on some shit, which I don't know how that mouth was making her act, but she was feeling pretty ballsy because she threw a drink on somebody.
She sure did, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. That mouth might have got to her, and I'm thinking if Ashanae is anything like Johnny since she was on some shit too, you know what I mean? I feel like she was on a whole nother level where she wasn't thinking crazy because it couldn't have been that deep. But that girl must have been talking cash shit. Janice must have had a mouth on her, dog.
She got a whole bunch of siblings. You have to when you have a whole bunch of siblings.
You got to, man. I know she was making Ashanae feel so bad about herself.
Probably.
Because, girl, why are you so mad? That's some girl you met at a pool party you probably won't ever see again.
Y'all don't even know each other like that. That could have been whoever y'all mutual friend was. I ain't do it, but if I did, I would have been like, girl, don't ever bring that bitch around me again. I don't like her.
Don't have her around me no more.
Great. That's how you deal with people you don't like, that your mutual friend tried to make y'all be friends and y'all don't like each other. Don't bring that bitch around me no more. End of sentence.
Keep that hoe from around me. I ain't do it, but if I did, you and your mama dumbass out here trying to withdraw, please. Y'all have nothing going for you.
Good please. Good please at that.
They saw you pull the gun out. There's several witnesses. You have the evidence. Like, somebody really out here trying to give you a chance.
Good please. People don't get them type of offers for shit that everybody know they did.
A nigga was trying to work with you. But y'all want to be responsible for shit, man.
Wild. I ain't do it, but if I did, when she fled to go to North Carolina and then to all those other states that she went to, I would have taken the car with me and left the car in, like, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what she should have did, but they probably had an AVB out for it, man.
Yeah. True.
Or a bolo out for it. I ain't do it, but if I did, girl, I'm just gonna fight you there. I'm not about to chase you. We either fight in there or, bitch, yeah, run the fuck off. It's really one or the other. We gonna settle this right the fuck now with our hands, or you gonna stop playing in my face. I'm not chasing you.
Agree.
Now I'm gonna get tickets for running red lights and possibly getting a car accident, fucking up my insurance. I'm not chasing you.
Not the insurance.
Let's say she chased her down and they actually had a fight. The shit that you went through to try and catch up with her, running red lights, all that shit, girl. I'm sure they got you on a traffic camera. You liable to sideswipe somebody. You get that super speeding ticket because...
They don't have super speeding stupid tickets everywhere. That's a state. That's a Georgia state law.
They got it enough places, though. Listen, they got it enough places. Or whatever, the speed of anything, all of that, it was never ever that deep.
Parole or no parole?
She ain't shown a lick of remorse or responsibility or nothing. Maybe a good 20 years of her sitting there thinking might change her mind.
25, yeah. She needs to sit a little longer.
Yeah, she gonna have to reach towards the end of her sentence to even try and get parole. We not doing like a halfway. You might have like 3 to 5 years left, and we're going to be like, have you learned anything?
I know Janice's mom and siblings are going to be perched at the parole board hearing. Perched and ready.
Won't ever give her a chance, man.
Cool. That's the end of the show. Let's read some reviews. Let's go home. Da-da-da. Thank y'all so much for coming to our live show.
That's what I was going to say. Did you want to talk about the live show?
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming to our live show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Very much appreciate it. It was insane. Y'all went crazy.
Definitely did. I enjoyed myself. How do you feel? Yes, you were on stage. She having a good time.
She enjoyed herself. And that was definitely cool. Like, it was doable. I liked that I couldn't see anybody's faces, except if I could see the VIP's faces. But it felt like a smaller crowd. But, whoo, they were loud.
Yeah. I loved it.
I think I was like, just keep going. I wasn't really listening to them except for in your part, but they was throwing you off, though. You was like, what? Just keep going, Mariah. Just keep going. It's like you could hear her the loudest. And you was like, huh? No. This ain't that part.
Somebody was like, take that shit to trial. I said, we haven't even gotten to the murder. Relax. Everybody calm down. Watch the show. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
But overall, it was clear. Overall, I think it went well. We have definitely told everybody to not tell. Don't tell the murderers. Don't share pictures that would, you know, tell the story.
I definitely had declined a couple of people, and I was like, ooh, all of your pictures look great. Can you remove this picture and try again?
Yep.
And they'd be back.
Too much information. Mm-hmm. You've got too much information. You might want to scratch that out in the back or pick another photo, dog.
Yeah.
They are upset. They're upset in a discussion group. Y'all not gonna give us nothing.
Nothing.
At least tell us her name.
No, absolutely not. Shout out to our ASL interpreters. That was amazing.
Yes. She actually came and talked to me after the show. She was like, this is the first time I've ever seen an ASL interpreter at a podcast. She was like, thank you for being so inclusive. I was like, I mean, I love it.
Somebody said in the discussion group that they were signing to her before the show started, just saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you guys are here.
That's so cool. Yeah, I think that was great having a tear.
What else? I feel like backstage when we had everybody back there, that's where you were the most like chill and very most like you. And I was like, get these people from back here after a while.
I know, right? And where I was like, okay, we gotta wrap this up. But I was like, oh, everybody I love is back here. Like,
and I was like, go away. And then when we got on stage, It was the opposite. You were like, whoo, here we go. And I was like, all right, now I'm in a good spot.
Yeah. My family was definitely my comfort zone. Somebody was asking what it was like backstage and preparing for this.
Chaotic.
It was very, yeah. It started off fine, but once people started showing up, it was tight. It was a tight fit. But again, I loved it. We had us a little toast, and we took pictures, and then we got ready to go on stage. Where I was looking very cute.
Yes, you did that outfit.
Down there. I was like, I wonder if they can hear us on stage, because when I tell you, we was back there, Bigger Mariah the fuck up. We was like, you better put that shit on. Mariah was walking and strutting. Don't do too much.
That was when it was just us backstage and everybody had left.
Right.
We enjoyed very different parts of the evening.
Yeah.
I was like, please to everybody, it's time to go. That's what Wes Keller was like, everybody leave. Go find your seat.
Like, we gotta do the toast first and get rid of all this cake and shit, and then still forgot to get rid of the cake. I wanted to thank Faith Walker, one of our listeners, also known as the Mix and Vixen. Faith works as a health and wellness coach in the DMV area. She does like spiritual and wellness coaching and stuff like that. She's here to help you achieve your best self, like help you find your purpose in life, which it's great for those coming to age and not sure what direction that they want to go in or restarting their life at a later age. But she also is a bartender and curated these special drinks for Mariah and I. And we got to have them on sale at the live show. And y'all was toe up.
I mean, they was pouring the hell out of them drinks. Y'all niggas was drunk.
I mean, people's in discussion group. Now, somebody tell me what was in this killery that we actually did post a recipe to the discussion group. I can post it again if y'all need it. But they was tearing this shit up.
Drunk.
They loved it. Thank you. Thank you so much for our specialty drinks. If y'all want some specialty drinks for her to, you know, she named them after us and she like made the recipe. It was a very easy process. It was pretty much, what type of liquor do you want and what flavors are you going for? And she did the rest. Which are two pretty easy questions. Like, you don't have to know much. But definitely everybody loved it. Everybody was who had one loved it. Like, it went great.
Y'all were leaning.
I think that's why some of them were so loud, man.
We had a good time. We all sung together. That was such a minor part of the evening that it's just a blip in my memory.
No, I thought it was funny. It's you who were distracted the most, but they was like, look at Mara's face. Mara's about to storm off this stage. People said on the Facebook, everybody's about not Mara's sensitive. Why would you boo her? Mara said, I should have walked all the way off the stage.
Right. Because, I mean, you knew I was going to come back, but
yeah,
they wouldn't have.
But no, y'all was a good crowd. It was fun.
Shout out to everybody. The line was down the block. Yeah, and that's when I started getting nervous.
I started getting nervous when I sat down.
Like once you were on stage?
Yeah.
No, see, I was nervous. See, we had different backstage. I was like, all these motherfuckers need to go sit down because I'm nervous. And I was like,
all distracting me from thinking about it. Otherwise, I'd have just been like,
yeah, and they were not, and too many people, I couldn't calm down. So I was backstage having a fucking fit. As I was like, all right, toast, fuck your cake, go sit down. So we can put these earrings in and I can go on stage. And then the meet and greet, I was nervous, surprisingly.
Were you?
Yeah, because like, you paid your money to meet me, and I'm like, and then I love it, right? Because I'm a people person, so I'm enjoying myself. But before it started, I'm like, I don't know what you're expecting of me. I'm not going to do another show. And I'm real sweaty from doing that show. So
I don't think I was. See, I was cold up there. I'm glad I wore the sweatshirt. I was like, didn't I tell you beforehand? You was like, it's going to be hot. I said, we operate at different temperatures. And you was like, it's going to be hot. We did sound check. And I said, for sure, wearing my sweatshirt, I'm freezing. Yeah, once I knew that they understood it was really like a picture and go thing, I was like, okay. I was just like counting down the line. But it was nice to see everybody. We actually asked everybody where they were from. I think 4 people were from Georgia, 2 from Atlanta, and the other 2 from at least had an hour or so drive, hour and a half drive. And everybody else was from out of state, which was crazy to me. Y'all was not playing.
That's how I felt. I was like, wow. I was like, y'all.
There were 60 VIP seats. And, I mean, 56 of y'all traveled here for us and was on that website bright and early knowing they was going to get that seat.
One of the girls was like, my daughter got ours. She was up. There was quite a few, mother-daughter date nights. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And then y'all was lit down at the Mexican spot down the street. I saw y'all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had y'all good the whole time.
Y'all was, shout out to the Hilton hotties. Y'all was in the Hilton acting up too.
Shout out to everybody who had their custom Sisters Who Kill fits on. That was definitely fun to see.
Yeah, it was. Thank you to Alex for making this amazing night.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Couldn't do it without you.
Thank you to our team. Thank you to our family and our support systems. And thank you to y'all, man, the fans. I'm telling y'all, if y'all hadn't begged for it, y'all might not have got it.
All right, they're begging for a tour now.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. All right, yeah, we don't have to do any reviews because I feel like that covered that.
Okay.
Leave us a review and we will do it next time anywhere that you do take reviews. You can follow us on any of our social media platforms to see updates from the show and see pictures of us. Sisters Who Kill on Twitter, Sisters Who Kill Pod on Instagram, Sisters Who Kill Podcast on TikTok, Facebook. We have a public page and then there's a private discussion group where we get into everything. And I've been really enjoying the discussion group lately. Anything else, friend?
Talk to us, we talk back.
Bye.
Bye.